Morning IELTS Supplement, Saturday, June 17, 2017. Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve System, also known as the Federal Reserve or simply the Fed, is the central banking system of the United States. It was created on December 23, 1913, with the enactment of the Federal Reserve Act in response to a series of financial panics, particularly the Panic of 1907, that showed the need for central control of the monetary system if crises are to be avoided. Over the years, events such as the Great Depression in the 1930s and the Great Recession during the 2000s led to the expansion of the roles and responsibilities of the Federal Reserve System. The U.S. Congress established three key objectives for monetary policy in the Federal Reserve Act: maximizing employment, stabilizing prices, and moderating long-term interest rates. The first two objectives are sometimes referred to as the Federal Reserve's dual mandate. Its duties have expanded over the years and as of 2009 also included supervising and regulating banks, maintaining the stability of the financial system, and providing financial services to depository institutions, the U.S. government, and foreign official institutions. The Fed conducts research into the economy and releases numerous publications, such as the Badge Book. The Federal Reserve System's structure is composed of the Presidentially Appointed Board of Governors, or Federal Reserve Board, the FRB, Partially Presidentially Appointed Federal Open Market Committee, the FOMC, 12 regional Federal Reserve banks located in major cities throughout the nation, numerous privately owned U.S. member banks, and various advisory councils. The federal government sets the salaries of the board's 7 governors. Nationally chartered commercial banks are required to hold stock in the Federal Reserve Bank or their region, which entitles them to elect some of their board members. The FOMC sets monetary policy and consists of all 7 members of the Board of Governors and the 12 regional bank presidents, though only 5 banks' presidents vote at any given time. The president of the New York Fed and 4 others who rotate through 1-year term. Thus, the Federal Reserve System has both private and public components to serve the interests of the public and private banks. The structure is considered unique among central banks. It is also unusual in that the United States Department of the Treasury, an entity outside of the central bank, prints the currency used. The Federal Reserve System considers itself an independent central bank because its monetary policy decisions do not have to be approved by the president or anyone else in the executive or legislative branches of the government. It does not receive funding appropriated by the Congress, and the term of the members of the Board of Governors span multiple presidential and congressional terms. The United States government receives all the system's annual profits after a statutory dividend of 6% on member banks' capital investment is paid, and an account surplus is maintained. In 2015, the Federal Reserve made a profit of $100.2 billion and transferred $97.7 billion to the U.S. Treasury. Purpose. The primary motivation for creating the Federal Reserve System was to address banking panics. Other purposes are stated in the Federal Reserve Act, such as to furnish an elastic currency, to afford means of rediscount commercial paper, to establish a more effective supervision of banking in the United States, and for other purposes. Before the founding of the Federal Reserve System, the United States underwent several financial crises. A particularly severe crisis in 1907 led Congress to enact the Federal Reserve Act in 1913. Today, the Federal Reserve System has responsibilities in addition to ensuring the stability of the financial system. Current functions of the Federal Reserve System include to address the problem of banking panics, to serve as the central bank for the United States, to strike a balance between private interests of banks and the centralized responsibility of government, to supervise and regulate banking institutions, to protect the credit rights of consumers. to manage the nation's money supply through monetary policy to achieve the sometimes conflicting goals of maximum employment, stable prices, including prevention of either inflation or deflation, moderate long-term interest rates. To maintain the stability of the financial system and contain systemic risk in financial markets. To provide financial services to depository institutions, the U.S. government, and foreign official institutions, including playing a major role in operating the nation's payment system. To facilitate the exchange of payments among regions, to respond to local liquidity needs, to strengthen the U.S. standing in the world economy. Federal Reserve Banks. There are 12 Federal Reserve Banks, each of which is responsible for member banks located in its district. They are located in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Richmond, Atlanta, Chicago, St. Louis, Minneapolis, Kansas City, Dallas, and San Francisco. The size of each district was set based upon the population distribution of the United States when the Federal Reserve Act was passed. The character and organization of each Federal Reserve Bank is established by law and cannot be ordered by the member banks. Member banks do, however, elect 6 of the 9 members of the Federal Reserve Bank's boards of directors. Each regional bank has a president who is the chief executive officer of their bank. Each regional reserve bank's president is nominated by the bank's board of directors.But the nomination is contingent upon approval by the Board of Governors. Presidents serve 5-year terms and may be reappointed. Each regional bank's board consists of 9 members. Members are broken down into 3 classes, A, B, and C. There are 3 board members in each class. Class A members are chosen by the regional bank's shareholders and are intended to represent member banks' interests.Member banks are divided into 3 categories, large, medium, and small. Each category elects one of the 3 Class A board members. Class B board members are also nominated by the region's member banks, but Class B board members are supposed to represent the interests of the public. Lastly, Class C board members are appointed by the Board of Governors and are also intended to represent the interests of the public.